And the attentiveness to recognizing when irritation, ill will starts to set in. Because it's, we can recognize it oftentimes when it's you know, we're starting to go off on a rant against something, somebody, just agitates the mind with sort of aversion. But to particularly as meditators, to really start to attend to the qualities of just the irritations and dislikes, things that one shrinks away from, and doesn't want to deal with. I don't like this. I don't want it. Shouldn't be this way. Why does it have to bother me like this? And those sort of things tend to nag away at the mind. So to be quick on the uptake, and recognize when that kind of mental state starts to afflict the mind. I love the way the Tibetans translate that. We tend to call defilement. The Tibetans translate it as afflictions. It's a great great translation of the the kileshas, and in particular the aversion, ill will, hindrance is. It's an affliction, and we are afflicting ourselves with pain, and we feel afflicted when it's present, in the same way that we would never sort of just walk into the kitchen, turn the stove on, and put our hand over on the fire, or take a knife out of the drawer and start sort of poking holes in our arm. I mean, it just we wouldn't do that. That's an affliction. We're inflicting pain and injury on ourselves. But harboring of ill will, the harboring of aversion, the feeding anger, it's an affliction. We're torturing ourselves. So that to recognize when that cloud starts to roll in of aversion, and see that in terms of a meditator, what does that do to the body? This is one of the things where it's really helpful to using the body as an anchor, and that sense of filling, drenching, steeping, pervading the body with awareness and the feeling of a fullness of attention, because that it's very relaxing on the body, and it's just it's extraordinarily difficult to keep ill will going if you're actually physically relaxed. I mean, notice, pay attention to what happens when there's irritation or aversion, ill will arises. I mean, there's always some sort of tightening, tensing. It's the natural response to aversion. And because we're, say it's, the feeling is one of justification, or one is buying into the aversion, then we lock into the, say, that the mental feeling of aversion and ill will, and neglect to recognize that physically we're afflicted as well. And then there's this tenseness, tightness, there's the knot of ill will in the body in different places. So that too, returning to that quality of awareness, and really pervading the breath with this feeling of attention and awareness, and a natural relaxing and deepening of that attention, so that it pervades the body and relaxes it and settles it. And it's very easy to dispel ill will in that way. It's very difficult to hold on to ill will in that way. So to using the mindfulness of breathing to work through those qualities of aversion, that ill will that come up as a hindrance.